The Many Tales of Grimbley Wimbles. Grimbley's Breakfast Surprise. High on a hill overlooking the town, in a hole dug deep into the ground, lives the mischievous elf, Grimbley Wimbles.
Ooh. Ah, morning.
This particular morning, Grimbley woke up very hungry.
Oh, gee, I sure am hungry. I wonder where I could get some breakfast.
Grimbley quickly remembered all the delicious fruits and vegetables in the wizard's garden.
Don't you dare eat my delicious fruits and vegetables while I'm away, Grimbley Wimbles, or your ass will pay.
I'm sure he's joking. Ha ha ha!
Grimbley brushed off the warning given to them by the wizard and headed hastily to the garden, their stomach leading all the way. When Grimbley arrived, they couldn't believe their eyes.
Oh my! Look at all the yummy scrums they eat!
Grimbley couldn't stop themselves. They quickly ate through the tomatoes, the carrots, the apples.
Oh, God, that's so good.
And everything else that was ready for picking.
Oh, I'm so full. I should stop while I can still walk out of here. Ha ha ha.
Grimbley Wimbles achingly made their way back up the hill to home.
Oh, my tummy.
A sound like a gurgling soup filled Grimbley's head, and it felt like they had eaten live snakes. Suddenly,
oh, my tummy! Oh, no!
Everything that Grimbley had stuffed into his body came rushing out of his pooper, a liquid version of its previous form. The tomatoes.
Wow, wow!
The carrots.
Whoa!
Oh, the apples. Ugh. And everything else that was ready for shitting.
Why, Lord?
The wave of fecal juice washed over the unsuspecting town below, covering everything in Grimbley's shame. From the butcher, what the? To the baker.
Oh, why?
And the candlestick maker.
Who did this?
The townsfolk decided to follow the shit river right to its source. Up, up the hill they climbed until they came upon the weakened heap of Grimbley.
Look, it's Grimbley Wimbles.
They must be responsible for this wretched mess.
He must have eaten food out of the wizard's enchanted garden while he was gone.
He did say he put magic on the garden just in case someone didn't heed his warning.
Grimbley stirred.
My stomach. My little brown star.
Hey, Grimbley's awake. Let's make him pay.
Yeah!
Yeah, make Grimbley clean it up.
Yeah!
Make him eat it.
Yeah!
So poor little Grimbley cleaned up the town. He ate the shit tomatoes, the shit carrots, the shit apples, and everything else that was shitted for eating.
Where did that one?
By the time Grimbley Wimbles was done scraping brown boom into their mouth, the sun was setting. The townsfolk were satisfied.
Go home, Grimbley. You're done.
Can't believe we got him to eat his shit.
And so, they returned to the high hill overlooking the town, and the hole dug deep into the ground to the bed of Grimbley Wimbles.
Well, I guess I learned my lesson. More fiber from now on! Ha 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 ha!
Good night, Grimbley Wimbles.